Welcome to the Big Mike Fun Podcast, where you learn about advanced wealth building strategies from real estate investing to creating massive ROI and secure retirement profits. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notepad, and lean in. Because Big Mike has got the mic, starting now.
Welcome to the Big Mike Fun Podcast. I'm the Big Mike.
Mike Zlotnik, and today it is my pleasure and a privilege to welcome Leon Barnes, my really good friend. He's a director of membership at the Collective Genius Mastermind, close friend, just a wonderful human being. Great to have you, Leon. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
It's great to be here, Mike. Thank you for that great introduction. Personal friend, I feel the same way about you. Appreciate you having me. And one day, maybe one day I can be called the Big Leon. That's my hope.
You could be called a Big Leon today. You have a big heart. You're not as big of a guy as I am, but you have a big heart. So from that perspective, I shall call you from this point on Big Leon.
Big heart. You know, Leon does mean lion, and the cowardly lion, you know, needed a heart, needs some courage, right? I guess the tin man needed the heart, but courage, whatever, it works. Big heart, Big Leon.
So wonderful to have you. Would you be so kind as to tell folks a little bit about you, your family, where you live? Sure. We'll start that way.
So I like to tell people that I'm a Kansan. I grew up in Kansas City, Kansas, Northeast Kansas, but I now live in Tampa, Florida. Like a lot of people in 2020, moved to Florida, but I didn't do it because of COVID. I did it because I was working remotely for the Collective Genius. As you mentioned, I'm the director of membership. And so Collective Genius started almost 15 years ago now here in Tampa, Florida, is where we're based. Most of our meetings, at least back then, were here. And I have a 13-year-old son now and an 8-year-old son. At the time, they were 8 and 3 when we moved. And so I did not want to be on a plane all the time. Mike, you've talked about this. We've had many of these conversations about work-life balance. And I just didn't want to be, we were starting a second group, a second community for the first time about 5 years ago. And I knew I was going to be on a plane at least 5 times a year for events. And then from there, you know, for meetings and things like that, I knew I was going to be on a plane once a month. And so we made the move here to Tampa, been here for 5 years. My oldest is 1 year away from high school, believe it or not. And my youngest is about to enter the third grade. As you know, it goes really, really fast. My wife and I made the decision, even though we're both originally from Kansas, that this was the best decision for our family. And I'm so excited that we did. It took some time, Mike. As you know, I didn't move from one country to the next. But sometimes some people could argue that Kansas and Florida are like two different countries. And so it wasn't an easy decision, and it took us some time to build our community. But over time now, Kansas will always be home, but this is our now home.
Well, that's wonderful. The Collective Genius Mastermind is a great community. I know you've been close friends with Jason Medley, founder, and Tampa is a great place to be. Honestly, if I had a choice where to move from New York City, I'd seriously consider Tampa is a good place to live. So you're in Tampa, not Wisconsin and freezing your butt. At least the weather is a little bit better.
Of course, if Jason would have said, you know, it made the decision a little easier. I don't love cold weather. I don't mind it, but I don't love it. And so having lived in Hawaii for 3 years, this was the closest thing that I could get. To that warm weather that I had there. But I will say this, I do like the fact that Tampa has grown significantly, especially since 2020 when COVID, a lot of people moved here from New York, a lot of people in New Jersey, Philadelphia, and same thing with Miami. And we were actually in Miami this past weekend just for a nice getaway trip. It's a 4-hour drive, so it's not bad at all. And I can tell you that Miami is a great city to visit. It was fun, but it's too big. Like if Jason would have lived in Miami and started this in Miami. I don't know if we would have wanted to live in that big of a metropolis unless it was on the outskirts or something along those lines. Tampa's a big little city, and it reminds me of the Midwest. It reminds me of Kansas City or any of the cities that I've lived in that are, you know, not these big metropolises like New York or LA.
Yeah, I appreciate that sharing, and exactly my feeling. Tampa is a big little city, so it's just a little bit more of a, there's still traffic, but not as bad as in New York, LA, or Miami, etc. So
that's right. It's all relative. It's all it's more traffic than I'm used to, but if you're in a city like New York, obviously this is nothing.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, and. Let's move forward to the business part of the conversation. So
sure.
Let's talk a little bit about the Collective Genius, sort of where it's evolved. I had Jason on the podcast a few times in the past. It's great to have you now, a little bit of a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to talk a little bit about the CGCEO. It's kind of been one of the recent areas of focus, and a number of veterans have moved in that group. And just talk a little bit about CGCEO. Sure. How is it different from the Collective Genius? And talk about the Collective Genius. It's kind of the current form. It's great strengths, great benefits to membership. Just you got the floor.
Sure. So I met you 10 years ago as a member of this great organization. When I joined, I think back then we had a roughly 85, 88 members, something along those lines. And I remember walking through the door and meeting people like yourself and others that just immediately were willing to help in this field of real estate investing. You know, that wasn't always the case 10 years ago. And I just felt it just was a warm, welcoming community of people that were doing more things and in some cases better things than I was doing and the business that we were running at the time. I just remember falling in love with the community. And I remember saying to Jason when I first met him, I said, man, you just have an unbelievable culture that you've built, and I want to be a part of it. If there's anything that I could ever do beyond just being a member, if you ever need, just even a volunteer, because at the time he was really running it by himself. He had one other person. Corey Boatwright, a good friend of yours, I remember was helping him in the back of the room do the hot seats back then. And I just remember saying to him, man, this is just it's so special that it needs to be, bigger for more investors and not just those that qualified at that particular time. And he was like, yeah, whatever, young kid. But I remember just keeping in touch with him. And eventually we had a conversation about me coming on board as director of membership. And I just remember at that given time saying to him, when I first started taking over all the consults, because the way the community works is you have to qualify for any of our levels. At the time, we only had one. And 7 years ago, when I came on this side as the director of membership, I remember saying to him, and there's so much more that we can do with this than just this group of investors that we currently have in the group. What I meant by that was the qualification. At the time, it was very low. It was either $2 million of gross annual profit or 50 transactions a year. And that was really high 10, 15 years ago. But 7 years ago, it wasn't that high. And so we were able to level up and create a second community. Again, one of those reasons why I ended up moving is because I knew once we started a second community that I was going to be traveling a lot more. But I just saw the opportunity. I know he saw it as well. But this will be, a lot of people that listen to this, as you grow and scale a business, you can't just do that on your own. You've got to have people, you have to have systems, you have to have process. And he found, me, brought me on board, and we just continued to grow from there to allow us to grow these new communities. And we started by leveling up the longest tenured group, which we now call our CG Premier Group. And I wanted to go another level higher. And Jason was like, it's probably best if we start one level below that, because that is our normal avatar that we target: real estate investor, that single family operator, that wholesales, hotels, like you mentioned, I think you've mentioned before, fix and flip, rentals, getting into commercial assets and probably own some commercial assets as well. That's the traditional avatar, someone that's making over $1 million of gross annual revenue all the way up to 10. And so we had this big swath of investors that we could go after, and we started a third community. And then I finally got my wish of creating that the fourth tier of our community, which is to make sure that the people that have been with us for 10, 15 years that were giving all the value to the community now had their own almost private group with a smaller, more intimate setting of people that were financially verified. And so that group started just over a year ago. We call it CG CEO. A lot of people that have been scaling over the years have just graduated into that visionary seat or are looking to be in the room with other founder CEOs and not just operators, right? Not just someone in the weeds. They want to be in the room with visionaries. And I like to say this particular room, more intimate setting, financially verified, over $10 million of annual gross profit or $15 million of net worth. So you're dealing with a higher caliber individual, someone that's in the owner's true owner's box, but not wanting to sip Mai Tais on the beach. They still want to grow their business and are looking to do new things and want to be in the room with other visionaries. So when you look across all of the peer-to-peer groups, we could not find one that offered what we offer specific to real estate investors, commercial, industrial, single family, multi, it doesn't matter what the asset class, land flippers, developers, it doesn't matter what the asset class is. There are groups out there for CEOs that are, you know, not specific to real estate, where this particular group is a CEO, a founder, that is very specific to real estate. Everyone in the room does some type of real estate niche. That's what they do. That's what they focus on. And so that's what CG CEO is. And that's the latest group, one that we're the most excited about because there's so much more opportunity because we're opening up to an avatar that we've never really targeted before.
Thank you, Leon. I appreciate all that great details. Just curious, how big is the CG Premier? I could just tell you that the group has grown a lot. Like I remember those days when we had a small group, 60, 70 people, and it's all evolved and changed. It feels like there are many hundreds of people in the CG Premier, and I think Select's got pretty big too. And the CG CEO, you're growing.
So the way the tiers work, Mike, is Elevate is our entry level group. We don't work with any newbies. It's the most entry-level group that we have, someone that's doing at least a couple deals a month in the single-family space mostly. Our goal is to make sure that they continue to graduate because people come to us to grow and scale their business. So we want to help them along the way and be in the right room at the right time because, as you know, Mike, there are people that you talk to, I'm sure, that bring a deal to you that are not ready to do certain things or not ready for certain conversations, and it can be a detriment to their business. So we make sure that we meet them where they're at, give them value to pull them up into the next room. So I'm most proud that Select has been around, our Select level group has been around for almost 5 years now. And we've had 44 members graduate from our Select level, which is people doing between 500,000 and 2 million of gross annual revenue. Those individuals have now, 44 of them have promoted into our Premier level group, which is $2 million and above.
That's very impressive.
Those are my, you know, I'm so happy. And those people, like for instance, at our most recent meeting, we had two of our four belt winners. Our belt winners are people that give the most value, typically through a presentation. Well, two of the four were recent graduates that had graduated into that Premier level. So I'm most proud about that. We have four tiers to the community, meeting people where they're at and helping them grow and get to that next level. People are really excited about getting to that next level. Now that we have CEO, which is $10 million and above, I have people that are either on the pod, our podcast, or having conversations. They're like, I'm so glad you guys created that group. It gave me another community to look forward to. I'm gonna be where my feet are right now, but I want to be in that next level. So to answer, long-winded way to answer your question, we have over 215 members at the Select level in less than 5 years. CG Premier, which is, again, that $2 million and above, that's 186. It fluctuates between 180 and 190. We haven't hit that 200 mark, but overall, through all the communities, we're well over 500 members. And I remembered when I took this role in this position, Mike, we were sitting at 117 members for what one community, and now we have over four. And I'm just, I can tell you that that growth is exciting, but the investors' growth within this community is what I'm most proud of.
Yeah, and I you know, as an observer, as a member of the community for many years, I can tell you I appreciate you and Jason and the entire team and other folks who have been the facilitators, guys who have been the super veterans who have been helping. It's a great community. I really have to say that I love Jason's humility and your humility and other team members. People check their ego at the door. People are there to learn. I want to say last couple of meetings, lots of credit to bringing in a lot of AI presentations. We're living in a very evolving world. AI seems to be dominating technology, evolving technology, changing fast, giving great tools to folks at every level. And yeah, I just giving the credit where it's due. It's a great community to learn, network, I consider myself an old cat, and I am learning AI faster than I thought I would, and just kind of opening my own horizons that the opportunities are great. And having this as a supporting environment and learning is important because we all live in our own little cocoon. We do our own business, and then four times a year we get together, typically nice places, right? Of all places, San Diego is great. We've done a few in Dallas, done some in Tampa. At the end of the day, it's actually, I look forward to these events. It's a great way to bind with people, to connect, to talk. Community has grown a lot, and it's just kind of wonderful. I ask myself a question, why I'm in the community. Sometimes I crack the joke, it's the good old boys club, and then I say, wait a minute, that's not true. I mean, it is a little bit of that, old friends,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
But ton of learning and ton of fresh networking and ton of fresh opportunities. So I'll just say that.
Yeah, we find, Mike, that the lifeblood of the organization is the combination of members that have been with us, like yourself, for a very long time, and the new fresh blood that comes in with new ideas. Like right now, the technology piece is all being led by most of our younger members, the members that have, you know, hit a certain spot in their business where they're relying on technology because they know it. Like, I think about the intentionality that we have with every single meeting. We do that because everyone, the most valuable asset that everyone owns in that room is their time. And so we want to make sure that we're helping everyone in that room connect with individuals that help them to the old Wayne Gretzky quote, right? To skate where the puck is going, not necessarily where it is today. And we know, based upon the feedback we get from our membership base and all the things that are coming down the pike right now, we know that technology is a big play. And so we don't want to overwhelm people with a ton of it every single meeting, but we're going to make sure that we get it in there with intention. Like, this is something that is going to change your life and change your business. Maybe not today, but you can start the process. Now, it reminds me of, you ever seen that old clip of the Today Show where they're talking about the email and they're talking about an at symbol and they have no clue how to send an email. It was so fresh and so new. And believe it or not, I'm old enough that I learned how to type on a typewriter. That's how crazy the technology has changed just in my lifetime, that I didn't even have a computer to learn how to type on in high school. I learned on a typewriter. That same evolution, I see that already happening right now, especially in non-institutional sized businesses. So if we're speaking to, you know, what people consider the mom and pop investor business owner, that's our core member, right? That individual, their business, if they do not evolve and change over time, then they are not going to have that business, or they will not be able to leave that legacy long term. And that's down the line, but it starts today.
Well, yeah. I mean, most of the business in America is small business, right? So you hear about big corporations, but there's a lot more small businesses, and this is where a lot of innovation happens. And, yeah, so I'm completely in agreement. supporting small businesses, working with small businesses is kind of a lifeblood of America. And yeah, it's a great community. So where is the puck go, the puck going now? So what do you see? And I kind of bring AI into the conversation because it is sort of a transformational technology. It's been changing how we do business. I'm trying to figure out from the wonderful lessee from the presentation of so many AI tools, it's overwhelming to a degree. I'm just curious. I know you're doing some work within the community and trying to figure out how much of this is applicable to different folks and different strategies and what are the best tools. That's the beauty about the community. One person figures it out and then they share, hey, in my market, I'm using this and this is how it works.
That is the money right there, Mike. What you just mentioned is that I can tell you that based upon the feedback that I get from our membership base and also the connections the people that respond and say, hey, this person really helped me out with this thing right now that helped my business the most. So where the puck is going, I can say is this. We try to show two different things with the technology side. We try to show what is possible, right? It may not be, it's like the, when you go to those future car shows, you see that car and you're like, man, that, there's no way that car it would be something that anyone would buy, but you're pushing the boundaries of what automobiles will be like in the future. So we do the last two meetings specifically for the premier and the CEO levels, we have pushed what is currently possible and what will be possible down the future where you and I are not doing this podcast, where AI is not only doing it in English, but they're doing it in Spanish and other languages, and it's just AI doing it for us, right? That's stuff that we won't do today. But it is possible in the future for you have AI agents that are taking all the phone calls, not only for, you know, the deal flow, but also for any other things that you would need to answer phones for and respond. Then we try to get practical tactical. All right, what right now can help your business? So for instance, a lot of our foundation investor, their foundations are built on single family assets, single family, multifamily assets. And because they're not institutions, they have to get really good at marketing for direct to seller. And a lot of them, when they do market direct to seller, some of the biggest issues that we've had over many years has been just making sure that every call is answered. I know that sounds remedial. I know that sounds like that's the issue. Yes. It can be an issue when you're marketing, you know, six figures a month in marketing expenses, and you can't necessarily get to all of those calls. And so practical tactical today, I would say one of the easiest ways to utilize AI is having AI technology answer every single phone call. It's better to have AI answer that call than no one answer that call. And technology seems to get better each meeting, each quarter, the technology continues to get better and better and better. And we're not just seeing it in real estate. I'm also having conversations with people in AI that are doing this for HVAC contractors and plumbers, because how many times have you ever called one of those services and no one pick up, right? So there will be in the very near future, any service industry that you're calling, those are mostly going to be AI and then transferred if you need something very, very specific. So that we try to meet them where they're at right now, practical, tactical, and then what's to come in the future.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think analysis post-call, also, yeah, I can do the analysis of these calls and just kind of improve the quality of the future conversations by learning what has transpired.
It's so amazing, Mike, that AI will break down that call for you to add to that point. It will break down that call and it will give you tips on at this time you could have paused or you could have said this in regards to a sales conversation or your fundraising, what have you. Like it really is that good that it can help you and the people that you have working for you, the people that are raising capital, the people that are talking to sellers. It will grade them to help them get better and even role play with them. That you can use that technology right now to fill gaps in your business.
Yeah, practice. It's both practice and analysis of existing calls. That's a very good point. Any great book suggestions? Kind of these. We could continue talking for a long time, but
sure.
I'm a big fan of Star Trek. One of the episodes, you know, there's the Q, omnipotent being, tells Picard, all good things must come to an end when he's about to destroy humanity. It's a joke, but it's, you know, I say all good things, like this episode must come to an end. Not to reference anything negative about that, but it's just kind of, we're running out of time. So any great book suggestions or any business advice?
A couple different things here. I seem to reference this book more often than not. For those that are watching on video, you can see it's Who Not How by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. We actually had Dr. Benjamin Hardy at an event as a keynote. That's one thing that we do.
Say it again. I didn't hear. What's the book's name?
Who Not How.
Yes. That's the it's a classic book. Yes.
Very classic. All of Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy's books, I would suggest for business owners. But this one in particular, because as I mentioned earlier, everyone that comes to our community wants to continue to grow. They're not in the room if they have 1,000 doors and they're okay with that and living off of those 1,000 doors. Nothing wrong with that. They're in the room because they want to continue. They're at 5 million, they want to get to 10 million. They're at 10 million, they want to get to 20 million. They're at $15 million in net worth and they want to get to $30 million in net worth. These are all high achievers. And so high achievers, one of the biggest issues for them to scale is to understand that they cannot do it on their own. There has to be an operating system. There has to be systems in general, process, core values, all the things that most entrepreneurs maybe didn't go through, don't have MBAs or didn't go through corporate structure. They have to build those things out and then hire really good people and get out of their way. And this particular book that I reference a ton in our community is because most people still have, even the people that are at the highest levels, still struggle with the who, instead of, they're always wondering about how to do it instead of who should I get to do it? So this is the book that I referenced the most within our community. 10X is easier than 3X is another one of Dr. Benjamin Hardy's as well. And Dan Sullivan's that I really like because again, it pushes those boundaries of thought of I want to 3X my business. When reality it's much easier. And Dan goes through that in the book to 10X the business than it is to 3X. Those are two good ones that I've referenced a ton within this community. It's amazing, Mike, how many people struggle with people and to truly get to that next level and understanding that even if it's someone that does the job at 80% of what they can do it, the only way you're going to scale is to have the right people in the right seats.
Yeah, I concur. And not only that, I've referenced that thought, who, not how, many times myself. And every time you have a team member, you're really thinking, is this the right person?
That's right.
You're not looking for perfection. You're looking for the right learning mind, the right cultural fit. And I'll just tell you this, having many years in technology world and how we used to hire many, many years ago, we hired based on resume and technical skills. While that approach may work in computer programming, it is actually not the way most entrepreneurs hire. And they need to hire based on personality profile based on culture, number of other, like a DISC index and other ones, that as long as the person that you're hiring is a good fit, they are the right person on the bus, you can figure out the seat for them, or maybe they are one of these folks who could be one of the leaders. So who, not how is a great concept. And then, 10X is easy. I thought it was 10X easier than 2X. Maybe it's easier than 3X, but the concept is the same.
I think you're right. I think I made up the 3X. It sounds better for me.
Yeah. Right. I remember the book. I know the book. I've read the book, and it's a mindset. It's like in 10X, you got to go break things. So 2X, you're just doing incremental.
That's exactly right.
Transformational versus incremental. But it is a great book. Thank you for sharing. Those are two wonderful books.
I can tell you from having Dr. Benjamin Hardy as one of our keynotes. That's something that we do every single quarter is try to bring in thought leaders, business leaders for keynote presentations. And I remember while we brought him up to speak on specifically on who, not how, he was most excited to talk to us about 10X. Like he had already completed the book and it just wasn't printed yet. In fact, gave us a PDF copy of it. Like I enjoy people that have just said, all right, this is a great concept. Now I'm working on the next concept. That's the individual that we really attract in this community, is the person that says, all right, I'm good with this. I've taken this concept. Now I'm ready to do the next thing. And the best way to do that is have people that you can rely on to take the things that you've done before, right? And grow upon that with new ideas, allowing you to be more of a visionary, which again is the individual that we attract within the collective genius.
And I'll add one more point to that. So what you just described is many people struggle to bring COO to free up their time and to help them run the business. So
right.
Basically to free up their time. But I will also add that there are situations where you bring a person who is completely complementary to you, and they may do better things at things that you try to do. So it's not just to replace, but to enhance, because the person can do a better job than you can. And you have to be humble enough and smart enough to recognize that there are people who are better at something that you're not. And that creates a great complementary environment. So
I worked in corporate America for 11 years in sales management, Mike. My goal every, and I mean this sincerely, my goal every time I would interview someone is I wanted to enthusiastically hire someone that wanted to take my job. I mean, seriously wanted to take my job, because I knew that if they had that type of enthusiasm, then I would obviously be very happy with hiring that individual, because I had no ego, zero. Why? Because I knew that individual was going to elevate me and I was going to help elevate them. We all rise together if you hire smart, enthusiastic people. And I don't, you know, most of our entrepreneurs, most of our members understand that concept. It's just finding the right people, which is, that's not uncommon. That is for almost every single mom and pop business and even institutional businesses in the United States. But when you do find them, take care of them and make sure you help them elevate as much as you're trying to elevate yourself.
Thank you for that wisdom. What's the best way for folks to reach out to you? The CG website. How would folks reach out?
So a couple different ways. I'm on social media, Leon G. Barnes on Instagram and Leon Barnes on Facebook. We share a lot of the Collective Genius podcast, which we just started this year. Members like yourself on long form interviews, talking about the member experience and the entrepreneurial journey. So that's one easy way to find me. And then there's two different websites I'm going to give you here for, you know, the two different avatars that we attract. Number one is for the Collective Genius Premier Select and Elevate groups. Those are mostly for the real estate investor that is out flipping homes, big rental portfolios, maybe getting into mobile home parks and other things like that and looking to grow and scale. That's explorecg.com. Explorecg.com takes you to a website where if you're interested, you can fill out an application there. Now, the group that we started a year ago that we are super excited, we're excited about them all, but this one is the one that I'm most excited about, because I'm, along with Jason, our founder, spearheading this group to continue to help it grow. And it's CG CEO. That site, as of this recording, was not live. But by the time that this goes live, it will be live, CG CEO. That is for the real estate entrepreneur that has scaled and has executive C-suite teams, $10 million and above, $15 million of net worth. These are people that are on to the next thing. They're commercial, they're developers. They're looking at the next big deal, the next big business, true visionaries that want to be in the room with other founders. There are a lot of groups out there for big, high-level financed entrepreneurs, but not necessarily specific to real estate investing. And so that's why we created CG CEO. You can find that, more information about that, at cgceo.com.
Thank you, Leon, very much for sharing. I appreciate CG for many years and looking forward to many more ahead. And grateful to you, Jason, and the whole team for your leadership and for keep moving the community forward. Thank you.
Likewise, Mike, thank you for the time. Always appreciate the conversations. And as always, if there's anything I can do to help you, you know how to reach me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. To receive your copy of Mike's How to Choose a Smart Real Estate Fund book, head to BigMikeFund.com or visit Amazon and type Mike's Zlotnick. Keep listening and keep investing Big Mike style. See you on the next episode.